What does the Hatch Act mean for federal employees? What is it trying to accomplish?
Well, what it means several things. First, it's intended to protect federal employees from political coercion at work. It's a safeguard to the merit system by ensuring that career advancement for federal employees is based on merit and not political affiliation. And I think one of the other goals, which is tied to the two previous ones, is that it fosters public trust by requiring that federal programs, federal institutions be administered in a nonpartisan fashion.
And I can imagine why this something like this would be important, especially when you have, you know, political appointees in an office and you're dealing with, you know, contractors and lots of different things going on.
Correct.
And this is sort of to protect those federal employees. Now, I did notice on the quote unquote cheat sheet of the do's and don'ts that there are a bunch of agencies that are exempted from this. Does that mean that they are sort of a blanket prohibition?
Well, I think what you're referring to, there's a list of agencies and positions within the statute, and those agencies and positions are further restricted under the law. So there are five critical prohibitions that apply to all federal employees. But if a federal employee is employed in one of the listed agencies or holds one of the specific positions identified in the statute, then in addition to the five prohibitions that apply to everyone, there are additional restrictions. So, for example, our agency, my agency, the Office of Special Counsel, is a further restricted agency.
In what way, for example, is your office restricted?
So in addition to the five prohibitions, further restricted employees cannot actively participate in political management and political campaigning. So, for example, in 1993, the Hatch Act was amended. And prior to the amendments, everyone was subject to the further restrictions, okay? So after the amendments, now most federal employees are permitted to engage in political management and political campaigning if they, for example, you know, make sure that their activities occur off-duty and while away from the workplace. Those of us that are further restricted, for example, can't offer our volunteer services to a campaign, even if those services were to be performed after hours.
Is there something that most federal employees, I don't want to say most, but that many federal employees just don't understand about the Hatch Act?
Well, I would say I can answer that question one of two ways. First, sort of on the macro level or just looking at it very broadly. I think that some federal employees sort of, you know, don't understand that the law is intended to protect them from having, you know, from protecting them from political coercion, that they're not going to be required as part of their job. They're not going to have to perform political chores, okay. Right? And that the law is not just merely intended, right, to be an unfair restriction preventing them from engaging in political activity. So I think that's one of the misunderstandings is the purpose of the law. And then as applied, I think that there are some prohibitions that federal employees are confused and don't realize that the prohibitions are absolute, meaning that even when they're away from the workplace and not on duty, those prohibitions continue to apply. So, for example, solicitation is one prohibition that even if you're not on the clock, you're not in a federal building, as a federal employee, you're not prohibited from soliciting political contributions.
So if I decide to go to a bar with my coworker after work,
mm-hmm.
and we get in a political conversation and says, hey, I'm collecting money for, well, A, he shouldn't be collecting money, I guess.
Correct.
but he wouldn't go to him and say, hey, do you want to give me money to the campaign so I can, or sign them up for
the
campaign?
That is correct. Because again, that's a perfect example. You're not on the clock and you're away from the federal workplace. But the federal employee would, you know, be barred from soliciting another individual, at that bar for political contributions for a campaign. Did I say they are not prohibited?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I said they are prohibited.
They are prohibited from soliciting for political campaigns.
They are. So if I said not, that's wrong.
Okay. I know. Prohibited seems like such a positive word that you forget that it's a big negative.
Yes, so they are prohibited. It's a 24/7 prohibition.
So, and it's not even just other employees. It's, I can't go to my neighbor. I work for the FBI. I can't go to my neighbor and solicit.
That is correct. The solicitation restriction applies to any audience.
And my next question was going to be how the Hatch Act benefits the federal employee, but I think you sort of explained that. It protects them from, their boss, maybe giving him some sort of pressure to
volunteer for a campaign, to go out and solicit, to support a candidate, to vote a certain way.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, what areas of the Hatch Act do most people who violate it seem to run into?
I would summarize, the area as violations that occur while it's political activity on duty or in the federal workplace. That's where we see the greatest number of complaints, and they can range from people distributing or circulating emails, right, or now posting to any type of social media platform their position on a candidate, directing people to vote a certain way, using the email or social media to solicit. It could be people displaying items in the office that show their support for or against a candidate or a political party. But they all fall into this big category of political activity on duty or in the federal workplace. And I would say that a lot of it, in terms of the email activity and the social media activity, which is the majority, is really driven by the changes that have occurred in the federal workplace over the last 20 years. Now, for the most part, almost every federal employee has a computer at their disposal at work, as well as smart devices, whether it's an iPhone or an iPad or any other type of smartphone or device that allows them to very quickly gather materials, gather information, and then also with a couple of keystrokes distribute that type of political content.
Yeah, and also the sort of perception they might think, I know I'm not supposed to wear a T-shirt or I'm not supposed to say something to my coworker, but here I'm at my desk, I can just do this and no, it's not bothering anybody around me. But even though you're using your computer, you're at your office,
exactly.
You're not supposed
to
be doing it.
It might feel private, right? Because like you said, you could be in your office, you're alone. It might even be lunchtime, but again, you're still in the workplace, so you're still in the building. And you receive an email from a campaign, and you decide to forward it to 30 people.
Oh, and like,
that's political activity, and it's prohibited.
So is there a good rule of thumb when it comes to political activity?
I would say yes. I do a lot of speaking engagements and try to meet with a lot of, different employees at different federal agencies. And what we always try to advise is that you should stop and think before you act. It's so easy to get caught up in sort of the casual nature, right, of email. You receive an email and you quickly forward it to a group of people. And what we encourage federal employees is to sort of stop, think about what they're circulating, what they're about to distribute. They really need to be careful if it's political content that they not be distributing that type of material on duty or in the workplace. And when in doubt, they should talk to their agency ethics officer or contact our office for guidance before acting.
Is there a place where somebody can go to sort of look at the rules and sort of review what the Hatch Act, how
Absolutely.
It applies to them?
The Office of Special Counsel has, sort of several different ways of reaching out to the federal community and trying to educate employees. The first thing is our website, which is osc.gov, but we also have a hotline. that folks can call in and ask questions about the Hatch Act, just so that they're sure that what they're about to do is permitted under the law. And we also have an email address dedicated to receiving questions from federal employees and the public about the Hatch Act.
Is there anything else that you think that should be sort of gotten out there so that people to think about, you know, when the political season comes, what they should be thinking about?
You know, one of the things, and we didn't touch upon it, but one of those absolute prohibitions that everyone is subject to, whether they're further restricted or not, is candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing an uptick in the number of federal employees that are becoming candidates in partisan elections. And so it would be nice, even if in your piece or the quiz that you're preparing, if maybe some of the questions can go to the issue of candidacy.
Yeah, actually, the one question I do have that sort of addresses that was, you know, can I run for my school board? And the choices were either no, you're prohibited from doing that, or yes, as long as it's a nonpartisan race.
And that's correct. It would have to be nonpartisan.
Okay.